Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, this last Wednesday, we had the Republican presidential primary debate hosted by none other than MSNBC. I must tell you that I'm rather disappointed in the Republican Party. The Republican Party is missing a tremendous opportunity to break the current political stagnation and apathy we have today. Using MSNBC to host the debates is a slap in the face to all Republican Party members. How out of touch is the Republican Party establishment? To think that in this political climate that we face as a nation, it should be business as usual, and to let the Democrats and their news network run our presidential debates. The political climate is this. The Republican Party's frontrunner for the presidency is being indicted and sued directly by and through the power apparatus of the Democrat Party. Our country is running up massive debt, $33 trillion as of right now, but climbing higher every second. We currently still do not have a balanced budget. Our interest rates are higher than they've been in decades because we're supposed to be fighting inflation, yet Congress is funding two foreign wars. On top of that, we have a massive border security issue that has no end in sight. While all this is going on, the Republican Party establishment decides to keep business as usual. This is why we must have new leadership. We need to recognize the times we are in and start to deal with the issues we face. I like how presidential hopeful for the Republican Party, Vivek Ramaswamy, called out the RNC chairman, Ronald McDaniel, to resign during the debates. He said we need to have accountability. RNC chairman McDaniel has been at the helm of the Republican Party now during the last four consecutive national election losses for the Republican Party. Vivek also called out MSNBC as purveyors of fake news. The Republican debates should signify freedom, not the status quo of establishment media. The Republican debates should be hosted by those who are on the cutting edge of American politics and supporters of the First Amendment. Some of those people could be Elon Musk or Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and others. This would draw new viewers to watch the Republican debates. It's time to get this country on an American First agenda. We need to balance our national budget, stay out of foreign wars, secure our border, and in general promote American constitutional freedoms and promote entrepreneurship. It seems we're going down a path as a country that no one wants to go, yet we're heading there quickly. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.